Big things, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music, 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 music.
I'm the A1 station in the land. Come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where today I'm asking for you to keep me company for the next 60 minutes while I play some tear-jerking Jamaican music that will be full of tales of lost souls and rejected lovers in the House of Reggae's Lonely Special.
Lonely Special.
This is Johnny Dizzy Moore playing his trumpet alongside the Soul Syndicate group with Lonely Reggae, their 1970s update of the Soul Lake composition The Lonely Bull, which was originally a big hit for Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass back in 1962. And this mournful instrumental lays the foundation for what is to come here in the House of Reggae today, as I take a journey through the more introspective side of reggae music and play some of my favourite tracks which focus on the common feelings of loneliness, isolation, rejection and solitude, which might not immediately strike you as an attractive theme for a show, but when a songwriter is feeling low down and lonesome, it can create some beautiful music. Just like this one, which is Freddie Mackay with a title track of his 1974 album, Lonely Man.
Lonely Man, Lonely Man.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
That was Freddie Mackay with the original version of his self-composed Lonely Man, which was produced by Warwick Lynn and released on 7-inch on the Jaguar label in 1974, and was also the title track of Freddie's album, which came out on a Dynamic label the same year. Now, one of the most popular American soul groups during the 1960s in Jamaica were the Temptations, who had at least a couple of dozen of their tracks covered in a rocksteady and reggae style over the years, including by the Techniques, who, like the Temptations themselves, consisted of an ever-changing lineup of lead and harmony vocalists, and who can be heard here doing a sterling version of Lonely, Lonely Man Am I. The Techniques with Bruce Ruffin on lead vocal with their version of Lonely, Lonely Man Am I, which was produced by Winston Riley in 1971 and can now be found on the double CD compilation titled The Techniques Queen Majesty on the Trojan label.
Right now, we've been wonderfully surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so, in a similar vein, the next Lonely Men we're going to hear from are Keith Rowe and Tex Dixon, who in the late 1960s recorded a string of quality rocksteady hits for Derek Harriott, including Tonight, Stop That Train, and this next one, which sees the pair reflect on their rejection in, well, you've guessed it, Lonely Man.
So listen to the radio. But they always play that song about I love you so. Yes, they do. I see a picture on the wall, but that don't satisfy at all.
Wonderful rocksteady harmonies of Keith and Tex there with Lonely Man, which was produced by Derek Harriott and originally released on his Move and Groove label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1968, and was later compiled on a Derek Harriott CD titled Riding the Musical Chariot on the Heartbeat label.
Hold up all the stations, this station supply all the popular stations with popular music.
And so from one Derek Harriott production to another now, as following his success in a rocksteady era, he carried it over into the 1970s with more heart-rending releases by a roster of emerging talent, including Horace Andy, who can be heard here urging an unnamed woman to move out of her rejected slumber and look forward to a brighter future in Lonely Woman.
Lonely Woman.
Subtle tones of one Horace Andy there with Lonely Woman, which again was produced by Derek Harriott and released on his Move and Groove label in Jamaica and the Songbird label in the UK back in 1972, and can now be found on another Derek Harriott compilation, this time titled A Place Called Jamaica on the Macassan label.
This train is bound for Kingston, Jamaica.
And so the legendary singers keep on walking through the door with their heartbreaking tales of loneliness. As up next is Delroy Wilson, whose soulful voice was always able to hit the right notes. And in this Rocksteady number, which was one of his first after leaving Studio One, he covers a Mary Wells and Marvin Gaye duet from 4 years earlier, but makes it his own as he remembers what it felt like before he knew what love is in Once Upon a Time.
This is your number one station, your official station.
Great Delroy Wilson there with Once Upon a Time, which he co-produced with Stranger Cole in 1968, and which came out on a WNC label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK, and was later the title track of a Delroy compilation on the Trojan label in 1997.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
And we're going to stay in the Rocksteady era for another tune, as this was the first time in Jamaican music when these soulful and introspective lyrics first came to the forefront and allowed the singers and vocal groups to fully embrace the human condition. Just like The Conquerors, who were a little recorded vocal group consisting of Aston Campbell, Clifton Harding and Basil Daly, and who in 1968 recorded a double-sided 7-inch single, which on one side had a self-explanatory I Fall In Love, while on the flip side was a desperate tale of a boy looking for his girl on Lonely Street.
Now clap your hands and stamp your feet. This has to be Great Wild Tree.
Where is that place called Lonely Street? Where is that place called Lonely Street? My baby ran away because of jealousy. When she lost her little way,
and their lonely street. But tell me please, where is that place called Lonely Street? Where is that place called Lonely Street? Now just because she saw me with another girl, that's why she ran away and that lonely street. Now if I could find a place called Lonely Street, if I could find a place called Lonely Street. My baby ran away because of jealousy, and she lost her little way from that lonely street. So tell me please, where is that place called Lonely Street? Where is that place called Lonely Street? Where is that place called?
That was Lonely Street by The Conquerors, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1968, and was later compiled on the compilation Baba Boom Time, Treasure Isle Rocksteady Anthems.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And we've got some more Rocksteady coming up a little later in the show. But up next, we're moving into the early dancehall era, as although the singers and DJs in this period were more likely to boast of their social prowess rather than their vulnerabilities, one DJ used the standard woi woi's and bong diddlies that were common in dancehall vocabulary in a more humble and emotional manner. As I'm talking about one Ripton Hilton, a.k.a. Eka Mouse, whose elongated phrases could express a whole range of emotions, as can be heard on this one, where his girl is left him behind to head off on a lonesome journey.
Bendy.
The inimitable Eka Mouse there with Lonesome Journey, which was produced by Henry Junjo Laws and featured on his classic album Wadu Dem, which came out on the Greensleeves label in 1982. And so to carry on our journey here today in the House of Reggae's Lonely Special, it's Albert Malawi, who, after attending the Alpha Boys School in Kingston, saw him gravitate towards the 12 Tribes of Israel in the 1970s, where he ended up becoming the selector on their Jah Love Music sound system. He also recorded a handful of vocal sides too, one of which details the need to be by yourself and to look within yourself to be able to find your true salvation. In a lonely walk. Wonderful roots music there, as that was Albert Malawi with A Lonely Walk, which was released on 7-inch vinyl in Jamaica on the Iration label and on 12-inch vinyl in the UK on the Cactus label back in 1978, and also featured around the same time on the compilation album titled Roots Rock Reggae Volume 2.
Rastafari.
And carry on a similar theme, up next is Culture, whose debut album Two Sevens Clash was a wonderfully refreshing statement of Rastafarian praise and devotion. And on this next one, the personal journey it can take to reach a state of revelation, as this is I'm Alone in the Wilderness.
Far I and I
Great Joseph Hill there, leading his group Culture with I'm Alone in the Wilderness, which was produced by Joe Gibbs and featured on their debut album Two Sevens Clash in 1977, which has regularly been reissued over the years.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
But now I've got an interesting double bill of tunes by two of Jamaica's greatest ever vocalists, both doing over Mike Williams' 1966 soul single Lonely Soldier, which was originally recorded in Chicago and released on the Atlantic label, and was a very timely record as it reflected the disillusionment that was rising amongst the American soldiers who were fighting in Vietnam. And so in the Jamaican versions I've got for you now, we're going to hear Gregory Isaacs' straight cover version of it, which I'll then follow up with Slim Smith's reinterpretation of the lyrics into a rocksteady love ballad. But first up, here is the Cool Ruler. Cool Ruler,
Cool Ruler. Bring down Jim Scanta. Can you see the musical ambassadors getting at and at?
I'm a lonely soldier, many miles from home, with a heart that's heavy and a will, oh will, that's wrong. Behind I left a woman, I'm off to fight a war that they say will make men free. I'm a lonely soldier. I'm a lonely soldier. I'm a lonely, lonely, lonely soldier. Yes, I am. So won't somebody little son called Junior, smiling but with sympathy, yeah. All confused, he asked a question. He said, Daddy, what must this war be? I tried so very need force of liberty.
From the number one station, you got the power version.
Many miles from home, with a heart that's steady, but with a love that's wrong. Oh yeah. Behind I left a woman who was so dear to me. Yes, she was. But it seemed like my every trying, they were all in vain. Now I'm a lonely, I'm a lonely, I'm a lonely, whoa now, whoa now, whoa now.
I'm a lonely lover.
Won't somebody have mercy on me? I just can't stand this pain. Ooh, it seemed like my every trying, they were all in vain. Now I'm a lonely lover, looking for someone to love me. With a heart that's steady, with a love that's long. Oh yeah.
I'm a lonely lover.
I'm a lonely lover.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm a lonely, lonely, lonely,
I'm a lonely lover.
Won't somebody have mercy on me? Won't somebody?
A gorgeous double bill there, as first up was Gregory Isaacs with his version of Lonely Soldier, which was produced by Clive Chin and came out on his Impact label in Jamaica in the Green Door label in the UK back in 1973, and can now be found on a double CD compilation titled Randy's 50th Anniversary on the VP label. And then following out was Slim Smith with his adaptation of Lonely Soldier, which he retitled as Lonely Lover, and which he recorded at Studio One and came out on the Coxon label back in 1966, but which, as far as I know, has yet to see a CD reissue.
This station rules the nation with version.
And so, hearing Gregory Isaacs there reminds me that due to his heartbroken laments, he was also known as a lonely lover, and even released an album of that title in 1980, as well as a few years before that, a single, which saw him use his lovelorn status to attract the girl of his desire, in Lonely Lover.
Lonely Lover.
I'm a lonely lover, just a lonely man am I. So let's be friends and forget that we are strangers. Let's try to make each other happy, 'cause babe, to me you're just my size. Give me the right to hold and control you, then I know just what to do. Just call my name and say I'm your lover man, and I will understand.
I'm a lonely lover, just a lonely man am I.
Incomparable Gregory Isaacs with Lonely Lover, which was produced by Sidney Crooks and released on his Pioneer label in Jamaica in 1975, and also featured on Gregory's All I Have Is Love album on the Trojan label the following year.
Ice, Irie.
But now we're going to step it all the way back to the early 1960s, when Lloyd Tyrell and Roy Willis were gaining local popularity from their performances on Veer John's Opportunity Hour talent shows. And following this exposure, they were soon invited into the recording studios of Kingston, where over the next few years they recorded a series of lovelorn records, with titles like I'm Going Back Home, Crying Over You, Oh Why Baby, and this one, called, appropriately enough, Lonely Boy.
I'm the loneliest boy, I'm the loneliest boy in town. I'm the loneliest boy, I'm the loneliest boy in town. Since my baby left me and gone, oh, I feel so sad and lonely. That's why I'm the loneliest boy in town. Got nobody to worry over me. I ain't got nobody to worry over me. I'm like a lonely little bird sitting in a willow tree. That's why I'm the loneliest boy in town.
Was the Charmers, aka Lloyd Tyrell and Roy Willis, with Lonely Boy, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on his All Stars label in Jamaica and the Bluebeat label in the UK back in 1961, and can now be found on the double CD compilation The Story of Bluebeat 1961 Part 1.
Never you give away the old for the new. New broom sweep clean, but the old one know the musical kind of that will tell it to you.
And so, from a lonely boy to a lonely girl next, as she features in an early recording by the Roots Radix guitarist Noel Soul Radix Bailey, who, before his guitar playing exploits in the dancehall era, was an occasional vocalist back in the early 1970s, with his most popular track being a heartfelt plea to rescue his sad heart in Lonely Girl. Was Noel Bailey with Lonely Girl, which was produced by B.B. Seaton and originally released on his Soulbeat label in Jamaica back in 1972, where it also featured on the Conscious Minds album titled Peace Treaty.
Enough reggae music.
And so it's time for another hitmaker from Jamaica, as Sir John Holt had written and recorded many number one hits during the Rocksteady era as the lead singer in the Paragons. But towards the end of 1968, he returned to the Treasure Isle studio as a solo artist, which resulted in two single releases. And it's one of those which we're going to hear now, as he explains that sometimes loneliness is better than an untrue love. In I'll Be Lonely.
This is your proper station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong.
Yet I'd rather to be lonely than to have a love that's untrue. Most people learn by mistake, so they say, but I don't want to learn that way, 'cause it's the hard way. Call me anything you want to, I couldn't care less, my friend. I'm merely saving myself from the I'll be lonely, I know I'll be
Yet I'd rather to be lonely than to have a love that's untrue.
That was John Holtz with backing vocals provided by Joya Landis with I'll Be Lonely, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Trojan label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the 50-track John Holt anthology on Trojan called The Tide Is High. And so up next are the Clarendonians, who are going to further explore the repercussions of a love that is untrue. As following their album's worth of recordings at Studio One during the Rocksteady era, Peter Austin and Ernest Wilson then went on to record a hatful of sides for Ken Lack, including this one, which is called Lonely Heartaches.
Lonely Heartaches.
Wait a town and tell the people how the musical is coming your way.
Was at Clarendonians in full voice there with Lonely Heartaches, which was produced by Ken Lack and originally came out on the Shocking label in Jamaica and the Crab label in the UK, where it was miscredited to the Tartans. But now it can be found properly credited on the compilation album Listen to the Music on the Pressure Sounds label.
Lord of mercy.
But now it's nearly time for us to dry up our tears, as I've reached the final song of the show, which is a hugely popular track that reached the top 10 of the UK pop charts in the summer of 1987, as I'm talking about Freddie McGregor's exuberant cover version of Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, which was originally recorded by soul singer Ronnie Dyson in Philadelphia back in 1973, and was also covered by Horace Andy at Studio One. But it's a Freddie McGregor version I'm playing, because the Big People style production by Donovan Germain made it a lover's rock classic.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
As smooth as you like, as that was Freddie McGregor with Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, which was produced by Donovan Germain and released on the Germain label in 1987, where it reached number 9 in the UK pop charts. But that is my lot for another show, so thank you very much for sticking with me, as it would have been very lonely indeed, and in fact probably a bit sad if no one listened to this show. So your company is always much appreciated, and don't forget you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com. for some more fine Jamaican music, here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.